Latinos being the largest group now, African Americans being the second largest group. So it will be essential if we're looking at how the economy can grow, making sure these communities are getting their share of the growth that would get them at a level of true middle class. Because I think that's one thing I particularly look at in terms of wealth, is that Black America's never had a strong Black middle class in terms of wealth. You've always had a very small population that have had, you know, middle-class economic wealth stability. And, you know, again, the future of reporting on the future of the country really requires understanding those differences and highlighting that so we can push the country in the right direction and how do we move the country forward in a way that is equitable in a manner that it never has been.
I don't want to appear to be too self-centered or self-serving, but we need the information presented in this report covered, because I feel both parts of the story has not gotten sufficient media attention. One, that we're at historic highs on so many different measures that I don't think has been talked about enough. And two, we still have significant inequality that we haven't addressed. I mean, there are some positive signs, but we obviously need to do a lot more. And like Dietrich said, we need to keep pressing the gas. We can't take our foot off the pedal. So that's one thing. The other thing, and I try to stress this when I speak to people, is that we're talking about the United States. And Black people are part of the United States. Latinos are part of the United States. The American Indian or the indigenous population are sort of part of the United States. Some are independent nations, but they're also interacting with the U.S. economy. If you improve the economic conditions of the Black population, you're improving the economic standing of the United States. If you improve the economic condition of Latinos, you're improving the economic strength and health of the United States. And it's important that people understand that, because unfortunately, people tend to go into a zero-sum mode and not recognize that helping Black people in terms of public policy is a way to help the entire country, help the United States. So that's something that I think reporters can also work on communicating.
The one thing I'll add in terms of, you know, what can reporters do is, you know, I think reporters need to focus in on expertise, Black expertise around racial inequality, you know, put forward as the recently new president of Joint Center for Political Economic Studies. It's important that Black institutions are utilized and are put at the forefront of conversations around the economy and these issues. You know, it's great that there's been more conversations around racial wealth divide and race and economics. There's been a lot of conversation around DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion movement and attacks on it. But I don't feel that they have enough centered on those who have been at the forefront of highlighting these issues, putting forth policy solutions to address them. There are cadre of reporters who have been focused on these issues for the last 20 years. And these reporters need to be at the forefront of the conversation. Oftentimes, if I do get a call, I'm getting a call from someone who's reporting this for the first time, doesn't even quite understand the reality that there is deep economic inequality. It has been ongoing. And it would take radical change to really get us to a place where we could have some equity, some equality. So, again, I think, you know, we need to value those who have been focused on this area and those institutions from these communities if we really want to report correctly on these challenges.
We've been speaking with Dietrich Asante-Muhammad, president of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies, and with Algernon Austin, director of the Race and Economic Justice Program at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. The brief we've been discussing can be found at both jointcenter.org and CEPR.net. Thank you both so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. You can learn more about FAIR on our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Had a dream that we have found love. Ain't nobody believe us. Ain't nobody believe. Give me hope, so I won't give up. We got targets on our back, but we're not afraid to bleed. Don't need no rest, no. Long as you're by my side, we'll never lose that light. No, I swear these twisted roads someday they'll lead us home. Stay with me now. Stay with me now. Just like your fire and smoke, yeah, we can keep each other close.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decade, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Come with me now for an exploration of music history, past, present, and future. This is episode number 115, CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and on today's program, a member of Traffic, other than Steve Winwood, goes solo in 1970 and will freak out with the Mothers of Invention. Joy Division's 1980 Inspiration, a song later covered by Nine Inch Nails, and Early Blues from Bessie Smith and the Piano of Fletcher Henderson. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and we're going to start at the birthplace of it all. One of the earliest successful band leaders, W.C. Handy, out of Memphis, Tennessee. William Christopher Handy is known as the father of the blues. While he was not the first to play blues music, he was the first to actively publish music of the blues form and really brought it to a new level of popularity. This is the roots of blues and jazz and pop. It's all right here. Over 100 years ago in 1917. This is Handy's Orchestra of Memphis, and it's Columbia Records 1917. It's called Sweet Child on Cruisin' the Decades. Thank you.
hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the Global Edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Musical history together, one song per decade. You're hearing Cruisin' the Decades, and that was Bessie Smith. And that's the legendary Fletcher Henderson on the keys. And that is a kind of fun number. Bessie Smith had some sultry numbers, some serious numbers, and some silly numbers. That one is called Nobody in Town Can Bake a Sweet Jelly Roll Like Mine. That's from 1923. On Cruisin' the Decades, up next is Eddie Dutchin's orchestra and the vocal of Lou Sherwood. The earliest and biggest hit version of this song, Let's Fall in Love. And it's music and lyrics by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. Let's Fall in Love, the film, was released in 1933. I actually know this song because it's a Nat King Cole hit in the 50s or early 60s. That's where I discovered it. And then went back into the great American songbook and found this earlier version from Eddie Dutchin's orchestra, Let's Fall in Love, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other. Not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. Changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all, so ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in. She told me not to play around, but I done let the deal go down, so pack it on over.
Move it on.
Hold it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice, so scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
Shake it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. scratching. Please don't slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Sneak it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, good dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine. So shove it on over.
Move it on over.
Sweep it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
Some classic country honky-tonk, 1947, Cruisin' the Decades with Hank Williams, the original Move It On Over. A lot of rock radio listeners might know the George Thorogood cover of that from the late 70s. That's a Hank tune going back to 1947. It's all connected. Music discovery, past, present, and future on Cruisin' the Decades. Find all of our shows and all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. A nice chart-topping late 50s instrumental by pianist Roger Williams. This is from 1958. The song is Near You on Cruisin' the Decades.
That parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best.
even think I go to prayer every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watch them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. The stomping, smashing, bashing, crashing, slashing, busting, burn. And I'm watching it, I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it. Cause baby, I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it. And all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know, I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt. From checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before the guys on channel so-and-so. And further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman driver gets machine gun from a seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. Each time you hear something with say, he wants to go and do you in. Cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. Sit around at home and watch this thing begin. But I'll bet there won't be many left to see it really end. Cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart. And in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state, if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right. And if a million more agree, there ain't no great society as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more. They'll watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
absolutely earth-shattering, groundbreaking, trailblazer music from the Mothers of Invention. Freak Out, the debut album, 1966. That is Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, released on June 27th, 1966 on Verve Records. One of the ultimate and one of the earliest concept albums in rock and roll history. A lot has been written, a lot has been said about the impact of this album. And although it's not exactly easy listening, like you have to really focus on it and read the lyrics and follow along, but it is mind-blowing all these years later. So inspirational, so seminal to so much music that would come later. So ahead of their time. Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, cruising the decades, 100 years of music. Let's stay here for just a moment in the psychedelic 60s. Let's make this a little album deep dive, album spotlight with Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention, cruisingthedecades.com. This one is called Motherly Love.
Motherly Love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. The mother's got love that'll drive you mad. They're raving about the way we do. No need to feel lonely, no need to feel sad. If we ever get a hold on you, what you need is motherly love.
Come on, get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. Nature's been good to this here band. Don't ever think we're shy. Send us up some little groupies and we'll take their hands and rock them till they sweat and cry. What you need is motherly love.
Get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. We can love you till you have a heart attack. You best believe that's true. We'll bite your neck and scratch your back till you don't know what to do.
What you need is
motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, babe.
Yeah.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, honey.
Yeah.
You know it doesn't bother me at all that you're only 18 years old. Cause I got a little motherly love for you, babe.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
By reading.
Jason solo, formerly of Traffic, and his first solo album was Alone Together in 1970, Only You Know and I Know. It's possible you know the version of that by Delaney and Bonnie. It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. So much really influential, seminal music in the spotlight today. Let's play Joy Division from 1980. Now, this was a posthumous single after the death of Ian Curtis, and Joy Division would regroup and become New Order just a couple of years later, just a year later, really. This song was covered by Nine Inch Nails on the film soundtrack The Crow. This is Dead Souls, Joy Division on Cruising the Decades.
global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Remembering the fierce frontwoman Kim Shattuck of the Muffs, one of my favorite albums of the early 90s. That was Lucky Guy by the Muffs, produced by great alt-rock producer Rob Cavallo in the early 90s. The Muffs had a good career, like six or seven albums, but Kim Shattuck passed away of complications of ALS a few years ago. It's Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We blasted out shortwave, long-distance radio on shortwave radio from WRMI, Radio Miami International, and Channel 292, shortwave in Germany, and WBCQ, the planet in Maine. Let's hear some shortwave shout-outs. This is our European correspondent, Martine, with the shortwave shout-outs. I'm cruising the decades.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martine with their shout-out show.
Wake up, people. It's shout-out time. Hello, Brian, located in El Paso, Texas, listening on WRMI, Radio Miami International, with vintage ICOM ICR71A receiver. Noel is a listener in Hastings, Michigan, listening also on WRMI Radio Miami International. Michael, another WRMI listener, is located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, USA, and he's tuned on 5950 kHz, which is one of the most powerful signals available to listeners in North America. Phil is from Fall City, Washington, in the western United States, and is a shortwave radio listener from WBCQ The Planet, all the way on the other side of the country, transmitting from northern Maine. Send in your reports via cruisingthedecades.com or via email to brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martin submits the shortwave shoutouts each week from Koronowo, Poland, where she listens on Channel 292 Shortwave. Submit your listening report at cruisingthedecades.com. This is Pete Yorn from 2001 with Strange Condition on Cruisin' the Decades.
Read me a letter, baby. Do not leave out the words. Stories and cigarettes ruin lives of lesser girls. And I want to know, 'cause I want you to know.
Years of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
jean, baby, L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eyed, pirate smile, you'll marry a music man. She's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my head.
2018, the UK band Florence and the Machine covering Elton John. And that is from the Revamp compilation. In 2018, there were two different Elton John and Bernie Taupin tribute albums, Revamp and another one called Restoration. Cruising the Decades, we're up to the 2020s and a new release from Billie Eilish. 2024. This one is Lunch.
I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush.
Well, now who's hungry? Billie Eilish, Lunch, from the recent album Hit Me Hard and Soft. Now we've done it. 100 years of music on CruisinTheDecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruising the Decades.
WRCT, in sound, from way out.
Forbes Avenue is a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT, its members, or Carnegie Mellon University. Email questions or comments to pa@wrct.org.
Hello, this is Forbes Avenue on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Riona Duncan, and today I have Dean Shinas here to talk about freedom of speech on campus. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So free speech is a very broad topic you can probably talk about all day and all night. But specifically, I'm bringing you here because you've got a lot of expertise in dealing with it when it comes to college campuses. So what do you think makes the situation unique when it comes to this specific context?
Well, first let me say this is not my topic. My expertise is a faculty member. But interestingly, I've had to become knowledgeable about it because of being a dean and all the things that have come up since I'm a dean for 10 years. So, you know, the big topic is that in order to actually do research and educate students and have people learn, there has to be a freedom of expression so people can test out ideas, they can say things that other people might find offensive, et cetera, et cetera. And so for us to actually function in the way we need to as a university, we have to maintain a healthy respect for and support for freedom of expression on campus.
Can you start us off by giving us an example of a context where you've had to deal with threading that needle between being respectful, being a learning environment, and also letting people speak?
Sure. We've had a bunch of different really interesting events. But when I was early on in my deanship, one of my English professors came to me and said, can we do a year of events commemorating Karl Marx's 200th birthday? And I was like, sure. And we did that set of events, and then somebody did an article in the Trib that was critical of us covering Karl Marx and was picked up by some national media, and the trustees were unhappy, called our president, called our provost, called me, etc. And the president was very supportive in saying, look, this is academic freedom. We need to cover this. But it was extremely difficult to convince everybody that this is a crucial thing we have to maintain as a university if we're going to actually, even when they were very much against Marxism, the idea of Marxism, and took it to be a threat to the world in general.
So I feel like that also brings into play academic freedom, which is somewhat of a different thing than freedom of speech. How would you say the two interact?
Well, in freedom of speech, which is from our Constitution, this is a legal matter, and they've made lots of different decisions in the Supreme Court supporting it. And over time, it's become more and more clear that they're going to be extremely unrestrictive of freedom of speech. Hate speech is protected speech, weirdly enough, legally. And the reason is because you can't identify a set of words as hate speech without the context, making it really, really clear what's hate and what's not. And the example I'll give is all lives matter. Nobody would think those three words by themselves are really hateful speech. But in the context of when George Floyd was murdered and the fence was painted Black Lives Matter, and then someone came and crossed out black and put all lives matter became, I think, in many people's minds, an example of hate speech. And so I think that everybody in the legal system agrees that unless we can find a very, very clear definition of hate speech that we could apply in every context, then it's much, much better to not regulate it. On the academic side of the coin, in the academy, when research and education is the mission, there was, like many other institutions, no such thing as freedom of speech, because if you're in a company and you say something the company doesn't like, you can be fired even though the Constitution protects your right to say it. It doesn't protect you from saying it for that company. So the academy had to actually add protections so that when you were working in the academy as a professor or a student, you had protections that were at least more than you could actually ask in a company you worked for. And this all started in the very early 20th century when